Hi, this is Sylvia Presti again, and this is another piece of our Advent calendar from Voice at NFP Voice. Today I'm going to talk about types of content for those of you who are starting social media. So very often what we do, we work with people who are completely new to Twitter, who are completely new to Facebook, completely new to Google+, or completely new to the idea of talking about anything in front of their audiences. And very often what stops us from using social media is the fact that we don't know what to say. We don't know what is the valuable content. Now, just for those of you who are using social media, this might turn out to be slightly boring, although I think some of the points are relevant to everyone. We are all striving to achieve really interesting and good content and deliver value to the communities we're in. But at the beginning, when we just join the tools and when we're learning to use those new social media tools, it's just there is a certain attitude that it's worth having when you enter those new spaces. And I just like to share my impressions. And obviously, it's good if you talk to other people out there about it too. First of all, I think you should talk about your experience of social media. So I have a nice collection of first tweets of people who have worked with me in the past. And very often they say, I don't know what to say. It's fine. It's your first tweet and it's completely understandable that you're still unsure about how you should talk to different audiences in new spaces. Every tool has their own functions. At the beginning of Twitter, we thought that automated direct messaging is a nice gesture. It has changed afterwards. So there's lots of things that we need to experiment with and things we won't know, even though we read a lot about it. The beauty of social media is the fact that you learn to use it, you feel how you should use it, you feel what are the right things to say as you go along. So you just have to go there and start doing it. So your experience of social media is one good type of topics that you can dig into while you're online. And not only because of the fact that you're new to it and you're sharing this experience, you're being transparent about how you feel about a particular tool, but also because very often the way we use social media changes. The way I tweet today is completely different than the way I tweeted a year ago. The way I blog today is completely different than the way I blogged, and my audiences are different. So it's a pretty good habit to share your approach to social media as it is. Secondly, things that inspire you. It's very tricky for some social media newbies to understand that we're not talking about ourselves strictly by talking about ourselves. Who we are is a picture of everything that we're influenced by. It's really nice to talk about things that inspire us. It can be a book that we just read and putting it in the context of your work or your audience. It can be an inspiring situation you've been exposed to. It can be, for me, very often it's just a conversation with my son about technology, or just looking at him playing games and realizing how those tools work. So inspirations are very good. Talking about what is your passion is very important. That shapes us too. In many cases, passions can be related to what you do for a living. So there is a lot of crossover between what you work in, what type of industry you work in. You can, again, have inspirations within this industry. You don't have to talk about yourself per se, but you talk about things that you find valuable for people who are very similar to you, who are connected to you. And finally, I think you should look at your audiences. Even if you're just starting, look at the people who start following you. Look what are they interested in? What are the things that people react to? Monitor in a way what you say and how people react to it. What are the things that trigger their attention? What obviously people are interested in from out of your status updates on tweets. So these are the major tips for the beginners. Look at how you experience social media. What are the things that you're inspired in? And look at your passions and share the passions of your audiences. And I'm sure that this is going to be a very nice beginning.